Welcome to the Property Lovers Podcast. I'm your host, Dominique Grubisher. This podcast series is all about giving you a competitive edge in your property journey. We'll be discussing little known strategies, tools, and information to help you add value and create wealth through property. Now, obviously, we don't know you or your unique position, so this is not financial or investment advice. It is information of a general nature, and you should always seek professional advice as to your situation before you ever invest in anything. But if you want to play a bigger game in property and want to use property as your vehicle to create wealth and, more importantly, freedom, then you're in the right place. Let's do this. Let's get started. In this podcast episode, we're going to look at some deals from our community. We talked about our 4D property experience in 2023, distressed property, deceased estates, downsiders, and development deals that aren't going ahead. These 4Ds can get you six-figure profits in a really short space of time. Let's have a look at some case studies. Let's kick off then, first of all, with deceased estates. Chris did a great one this year, literally 2 weeks into the year, and he's put his foot on one with a $300,000 plus profit on the central coast of New South Wales. How did you find this property?
I've purchased a house which is identical to the one I did in Umina, the one before this one. So it's the same build, same year. And we're going to turn it into a four-bedroom, beautiful beach cottage. We've got this one about, I think it's probably about $70,000 cheaper than the previous one. So basically, it was a deceased estate, and it was going through a lengthy probate. Now, I've built a relationship with the agent in Empire Bay, where I operate, and he's been nursing this for about 6 months with me now. It hasn't been touched since the 70s, and he's discussed with the beneficiary, who happened to be the brother, and said, look, I've got Chris, he's a local builder, he's going to renovate this, he's going to get it back on the market, beautiful family home. Here's his first and only offer, and he accepted that afternoon.
What do you think motivated the beneficiary?
Well, basically the house is in, you know, it's not in disrepair, structurally it's perfectly fine, but inside you can imagine it's falling apart inside. You know, the agent had basically said, you know, if we take it to market, it's going to cost X amount of money for your marketing, all these various different things. Chris is ready. He's a cash buyer. He's ready to go.
What are your plans in terms of the cost and length of renovation?
Doing this one with another builder, I've been working this one for a long time. It's a big reno. It's going to take about 5.5 months for the renovation. I'm going to take the entire property back to frame. If we get interested by straight up, about a 7 month turnaround.
Estimated profit
will be the same, will be about $300,000 to $320,000. Our agent has indicated we're going to get about 1.5.5 to 1.6 he wants to put it on the market for. House on the corner of the road, it's about around 1.5, and that was unrenovated. There are still plenty of buyers. 3 and 4 bedroom properties here are going for 1.4 to 1.7.
So how much did this one cost you?
$725,000 we've purchased this house for.
Your finance is a traditional mortgage, private funding, money partners combination?
So we're using money partners on this one. I have a member of the DGI that is backing the purchase cost of the house. And then I've got one other money partner that I'm finalizing at the moment for the renovation. So we'll be spending around about $350,000 to $380,000 on the reno.
What would you say to people who are maybe feeling a bit doubtful of where the market will end up and the goalposts seem to be moving and they're too scared to make a move?
You make your money when you buy a property. So I put the hours in. I'm on site for probably 10, 11 hours a day. And then at weekends, I'm out constantly delivering letters, constantly working the system, keeping my numbers up. Put your time into finding undermarket properties.
Let's have a look now at a distressed properties. We've got one of our students who've picked up an awesome deal just in the first 2 weeks of January. Steve, down in Melbourne, got a deal where the owner bought the property only last year, and Steve secured it for $200,000 less than the owner paid
a year ago. If you're buying $200,000 under market and doing a quick flip, you can understand why he's got the multiple six-figure profits in this one. How did you find this property?
I was just writing down some goals. I was a little apprehensive to write it, but I thought, no, that's what I really wanted, was a renovation deal before the year had finished. The real estate agent sent me a list of 10 or 11 properties that a friend of the family was desperate to get rid of. We ended up having a look at a few of them, and this one in Newcombe, we ended up putting an offer in. It got accepted, and we got the signed contract.
Let's talk through the numbers, Steve. What's the purchase price?
Purchase price was $485. The median price for Newcombe is $610. So I've also learned, as you've said, don't project what you think onto others or into a deal. They paid $680,000 for this property in June last year. So we put in the offer, it got accepted. There's some work to do, but we've got a good healthy budget of about $100,000 for renovation. We expect to have it on the market sort of in the low 700s to maybe up to 730. Yeah, it's looking at a good 70 to 100,000 profit at the end of the day.
Your background is in the building industry as well.
Yes, so we've got everything under control for the renovation. Timeframes. We expect it might be a little bit quicker, but we've allowed 8 weeks, which is ample time to bring it up to a nice spec. And this has got really good bones. It's as I say, it's a bit of work, but it's there's nothing what I would call major as far as anything structural. This deal, it came looking for us, and so we're very grateful. We're ready to move.
Next up, let's switch it up a bit and have a look at downsizers. Downsizers want to meet the market. So Lisa over in Perth got this deal from a downsizer who dropped their price for a quick sale in their 90s, wanted to go into a retirement village and dropped $100,000 off the asking price to secure the deal with Lisa with flexible terms for a long settlement. You can see why Lisa's going to make multiple six-figure profits from this one.
You've got another deal in the pipeline that you've just secured. Tell us about this one.
Sure. So this is in Stoneville in the hills of Western Australia in Perth. I was viewing another property and I really loved it. However, they wouldn't allow me to subdivide and build new houses on it. So the real estate agent pointed me to another house that she had listed. I went and viewed it and it was perfect. It's a four bedroom, three bathroom, 1980s, solid built home, large plot of land. I spoke with agents and tried to get an idea on what I could do with it. And they suggested that I put an ancillary house on it. Plan is to put an ancillary dwelling on it, fully renovate the front house, and then put it back on the market to sell.
And how much did you pay for the property as is?
$750,000 is the purchase price. They did originally have it listed for $850,000. But they decided to drop it down because they weren't attracting enough people. And the plan is to spend about $90,000 on a renovation. At that point, we could exit and we could probably list it for 1.1 to 1.2 mil. So that would generate a profit of around about $300,000. And the second option is the ancillary dwelling. So the outlay for that through my businesses is construction cost of close to $200,000. We could sell it for 1.8.
So how are you funding it?
I'm funding it through a private funding through Capital Mortgage Group, and I'm also using Money Partners for 25% of it.
So the money partners will pay for part of the acquisition as well as the renovation?
Yeah, that's correct, yeah. And then the way that the ancillary dwelling, if that's the way we proceed, is funded, will be through a construction loan.
How long will that take to settle this, renovate, be in a position to on-sell it?
That'd be 4 months for phase one.
Like, what are you paying Money Partners?
I'm paying Money Partners 18% and a 20% default, or if I go over the 4 month mark. I'm guaranteeing the first 4 months.
Why was the seller selling this property?
They've gone into aged care. They're 94, and I believe Mister is not very well, so they are wanting to turn it over quite quickly.
And last but not least, our final category is from developers who just don't have the bandwidth to go through with the project. They brought it at the peak of the market. They've spent money on the DA and the potential and the upside. They can't get the finance, or they've got competing interests at the moment and they can't finish the deal. And that's how one of our clients, Anthea, picked up this one due to settle again in January, right now this year. And she got this one in Brisbane. And this one is one where the owner could not afford to see it through. So this is a splitter block, two titles. She's just making gravy and making hay while the sun shines, adding value and potential options for massive cash flow to the tune of $1,700 per week per dwelling from rooming houses. Another great strategy for 2023. How did you find this property?
While I was looking for property, I found this one that had been on the market for about 5 months. I needed a splitter block, big enough to split into two, and one with a house on it that I needed to renovate so I could sell it off.
Did the Harvey Street deliver?
Yes and no. It delivered both, except the house was centered. So I either need to move it or demolish it. So when I did all my feasibility, I worked out that if I was to sell the land only, it would work. I would get money. If I was to build and sell, there would be no money in it. And then I came across rooming homes. So I was talking to some people with the rooming homes, and I just said, well, out of interest, am I able to build on this property? And they said, that's an ideal property for your rooming home.
One or two rooming homes?
Two, one on each block, yeah. So still keep them as separate, two blocks with two rooming homes with the option to sell one at the end if I need to or if I can, yeah.
And how's the cash flow on them?
For the purchase part, I just, I need a money partner for all the incidentals that will happen up until the building project. So I need a money partner of about 150 to get me over. The houses that they have for rooming, it's a CDC. So they've already got the plans already approved. It's all CDC. So it's just about 4 to 5 months just for planning. Each one with the furniture to be furnished right through is 550, 1.1, yeah.
Right. What's the purchase price of the property?
The seller had bought it about 4 or 5 years ago when he was still single. Since then he's gotten married, he's had children and bought a house himself, and he wants to put that money towards his house. So he just wanted to get rid of it and was very, very keen to sell and negotiate. So it was advertised for around 460. I did put an offer in for 395 and he went, no way. That we weren't budging. So his real estate agent, you know, chatted to him and said the house is no good or things like that. So he just went, yeah, okay. We'll settle on 395. So we got it.
How much does each bring in rent?
It's 1,000. They're renting for minimum 350 each, so around 1,750 per week per house.
If you want to make 2023 a definitive year and kick some big goals in property, then the 4 D's may be just the answer for you. If you want to know more information, or if you want to partake in our 4D challenge, that's when we do it all together in February, and you get a deal in February in one of the 4D categories, click on the link below and have a look at our 4D program. Everything you need to make 2023 a big year for you.
We are passionate here at the DG Institute about helping people launch and progress along their property journey. And we have some free resources to really help you do that. First of all, we have our Real Estate Rescue Introductory Program, which is all about getting you up and running when it comes to buying under-market distressed properties from really motivated sellers. You can get access to that program for free right now by going to www.dginstitute.com.au/freecourse1. That's www.dginstitute.com.au/freecourse and then the number 1. That's it for today, but really looking forward to giving you more tools, more strategies, more support, and a competitive advantage when it comes to property in our next episode.